You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody. It is Monday. Monday reaction to the Cy-Hawk game. Jimmy B and TC, everybody, we are here until about 5:30 tonight. And the reason is because we got a doubleheader of NFL football, and Trent and I will get into that in just a moment. Great show lined up for you today. Wolfgang will join Trent at about 4:35. Then Zubin Mehente from ESPN joins us at about 5 o'clock. Trent, how are you, pal? Are you okay? I know that you got the sniffles. How are you doing?
Worse than the sniffles, Jimmy B. I got the flu.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Ducked out of the noontime show early. I'm here, but luckily it is a short show for me. We'll be out of here at 5:30 with the Westwood One coverage of Monday Night Football, Vikings and the Saints, followed by Broncos and Chargers, Jimmy B. I was struggling. I was up all night throwing up, so
oh,
I got that going on in my world.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to hear that. So just, lots of fluids, buddy, lots of fluids. Chicken noodle soup, that's it.
Chicken noodle soup,
yep.
All right, you going to come over and make it for me?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What?
Yeah. That's what I figured, Mr. Brinson. That's what I figured. Well, nobody cares about my health status. What they care about is our thoughts and your thoughts at 264-1700. To Cy-Hawk Week, it was one of the all-timers that'll go down in the annals that'll be talked about for years and years, Jimmy B. A well-played game, back-and-forth affair. And you just talk about the highs and the lows of what we saw Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium. From the first 5-6 minutes of the game, it was all Iowa State. You're wondering, boy, is Iowa going to get blown off the field here? And then they come back, and they take a 21-10 lead the second half, and it looks like they're one stop away, third down stop, to running that football game away. And here comes Iowa State the other way, and they get Iowa down 10. Back and forth and back and forth. What a well-played game. And that's why this is going to go down as one of the best. And I think on top of it, because we have two pretty good teams here, that's also going to add a little bit to it as well.
I agree with you 100%. Look, I always go back because it was really my first experience, and that was the triple overtime game. And even though it was an absolutely exciting conclusion with the overtimes, the game was not as well played as what we saw just this past weekend. And you're right, Trent. Individual standout players on both sides of the football, and it was a absolute incredible roller coaster ride. You went from the highest highs to the lowest lows, and then back to the highest highs again. I'm telling you, it was an absolute stunning performance by both teams, with Iowa then finally claiming victory with the touchdown pass for the touchdown, and that ended the contest at 44-41. I can't tell you how enthralled that game was for everybody. I mean, you could hear it in the stands, the way people were responding to what was going on. And even in the press box, guys were like looking at each other like, going, what the hell is going on here? This is sensational. And you know what, Trent? With the way that these two teams are now constructed, I hope we get a game like that almost every time they play, because it didn't get any better for me.
No, you're not going to find a better game, I don't think, than what was there. You mentioned, you know, the 2011 game, same final score. A lot of people are kind of putting those two together. That was a pretty sloppy game, and there were certainly sloppy moments on both sides that we'll get into here throughout it, but for the most part, it was about guys making plays, and a mea culpa for me. You know, I went in throughout this week saying that Iowa State was going to win, that they were going to win it handily, double digits in the football game, because I thought the moment was going to be too big for Nate Stanley, and for him to come out and play the way that he did, and the touch that he showed on the intermediate throws, the velocity. You know, we wondered, is this a guy that understands touch on the football? He's still got a ways to go, especially with those deep passes. But to go into that environment, a fever pitch of an environment like that, to play at that, and then in the two-minute drill, just completely make all the throws necessary, get it to Akron Wadley, what turns out to be the game winner. Hey, but tip of the ball cap to Nate Stanley. I did not anticipate that one iota. I think he completely changes the narrative of what this Iowa football team now can be.
I'm with you, and I agree with that 100%. Look, for Iowa State then, we thought that Jacob Park and the wide receivers were going to play well, and they did. But, man, oh, man, did Montgomery at running back put on a show, just like Wadley did from Iowa. And that's what I'm talking about. It was one of those games where one guy would do this. It was like, okay, let's see if you can top this. Mm-hmm. It was kind of one of those games, Trent. And I know you picked it by double digits. I picked it by whoever had the ball last. And I even tweeted that out, that this is going to come down to whoever has the ball last. Iowa had the ball last, found a way to win. So that's just all I can tell you is it college football with that game and some of the other games that we watched throughout the day. This is a sensational beginning to college football. It really is.
And now you wonder what's next for both sides. For Iowa,
yeah,
you know, they have North Texas, and then it gets real again with Penn State after that. Now for Iowa State, and as we talked about the Cyclones, you could tell, just watching this game Saturday against you and I a week before, how much do you get out of that? There was a couple of pick sixes in there that certainly aided their way into the victory. But as we went through and you watched that Iowa State team, we said throughout the summer, if this team's going to be bowl eligible, they have to be a minimum at 2-1 through the non-conference, and more than likely through their first four games when you include the Texas game, that Thursday night game coming up here in a couple of weeks. They were going to have to get through that at 3-1. Nothing has changed in my mind, I wouldn't think, outside of, yeah, the Big 12 got a big bump up with the Oklahoma win, but as a whole, that middle and lower level of the Big 12 looks much more attainable in my mind for Iowa State, where maybe they don't have to be 3-1. They could get by even with the loss of Texas, but they certainly have to beat Akron coming up on Saturday.
I'm with you 100%. They cannot go through non-conference at 1-2. And that would be the dagger, I agree, that would put the kibosh on becoming bowl eligible. They have to go into Akron, win that game, and then get ready for Texas. Look, after what we watched Texas do, they're more than beatable. I mean, Iowa State will match up with them and just cause all kinds of problems with their pace and speed and the wide receivers and the running game. So they have a definite chance to handle Texas. But first things first, they have to go on the road and they have to win that game at Akron. That is must win right now for Iowa State.
So that comes up on Saturday. That'll be 11 o'clock kick. It'll be Iowa, North Texas at 2:30. A couple other things, Jimmy B. The play of the wide receivers for Iowa State, boy, was it good. But how about Manny Rugumba? You know, another guy that we talked about a lot throughout this summer. He was out of milk carton there for much of the second half. He got taken over there. Michael Ojemudia came in. He played a lot. Rugumba was in there when they're playing dime, but for the most part, they decided to go. Well, we do know the number one corner now is Joshua Jackson. I mean, that kid is their number one. But we got a battle brewing over there with the number two and number three, Rugumba and Ojemudia. And what was that? I mean, a guy that played so well a year ago against Michigan and just looked lost at times in the first half.
I have a feeling that not playing that first game, and I think that might have taken a little bit of a toll on Rugumba from that standpoint. Maybe too amped because he was back in the lineup and he's playing the in-state rival. That probably could have been a possibility why things weren't functioning 100% for the young man. But look, coaching staff, they see that you got struggles. They're going to substitute. And that's exactly what they did. And Trent, they went back to the guy who played very well against Wyoming. So this will be interesting this week to see how it plays out, at least in practice. Now, I know they're not going to get tested by North Texas, so that's not going to be a true reading in that defensive secondary. But after they get done with North Texas, that could be a very interesting story for us to follow.
Well, we've heard Phil Parker mention that it feels like that they have three guys that they feel confident with, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, you need depth out there. When they went to the fourth cornerback, though, they went with Imani Hooker, the kid that played last year as a true freshman who's a safety. And him lined up one-on-one with Alan Lazard. That was not a good matchup for him.
Well, just about anybody who matches up with Lazard, it's not a good matchup from that standpoint. Look, before we go any further, how surprised were you with the offensive line of Iowa State and the way that they were able to create some space for Montgomery to run and also able to protect the quarterback in park?
You know, not overly surprised. And it comes back to something that we mentioned throughout the summertime and into fall camp was the Tom Manning, what he built with that offensive line. I wasn't surprised by it. Now, there wasn't a ton of running room. It was still Montgomery breaking tackles for the most
right.
part
and yes.
doing a lot of things. But, you know, they kept the pocket very clean. And that's the second game in a row now where Jacob Park has had an ability to stand tall in that pocket. And that's what I'm completely, continually impressed by. I still think they do have a long ways to go in the run game with their run blocking up front with that offensive line. But to see them be able to continually get the time that they need to with Park against a pretty talented front for Iowa, I think that says a lot. They got to figure out the run game more. They got to get more out of them and be able to not just have it Montgomery breaking tackles, but able for him to be able to get through there and get 7 yards and be able to then maybe make somebody miss when he gets into the second level. Yeah, not overly surprised by it, but always impressed. Tom Manning, boy, he does a good job with that offensive line.
Man, you're not kidding. That really was impressive. Look, we thought that, and we know that the offensive line is going to create space for Wadley and also Butler, and they are able then to protect Nate Stanley as well. The thing that I want to go back to, you talked a little bit about the touch passes that Stanley has, mm-hmm. but you're right about when we just kind of breezed over it. Let's revisit it real quick. The long ball, the deep ball for Stanley, he had guys open and missed on 4 or 5 occasions. Trent, if he hits 2 of those, Iowa wins that game and there's no overtime.
Possibly. I mean, it changes things a little bit. I mean, you can play that game all day long.
Right.
The longer sustained drives that they had, what that impacted the game in the end. But he was right there. And it's not like there were a couple of those throws that weren't great, no doubt about it. There were a couple that he missed. But we're talking about a step on 3 of those 5 that he just missed, guys. I think that is going to come. That is something, when you take a look, that is something that will come with young quarterbacks. But for him to do mm-hmm. that in that environment, in the space, yeah, it's something that needs to be worked on. Not overly concerned in my mind, though. I think there is so much other positive that's not something that I'm certainly dwelling on right now.
Okay, fair enough. Let's quickly then follow up on where these teams and where they are. Iowa now is 2-0, and Iowa State 1-1. Iowa gets I don't want to say a bye week because they do have to show up and play, but they get a soft one. On the other hand, Iowa State does not. If you're a coach, Trent, do you like the soft game coming up, or would you prefer as a coach to keep your guys totally engaged and play another meaningful game? Where are you on that?
No, I think it works out well. Coming off a rivalry, it's still early. There's still plenty of things to work on. And for Iowa, they're still figuring out their offensive line. Ike Becker left the game with the Achilles injury. Looks like that
right.
is going to be a substantial injury. So, you know, as they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, Boone Meyer still not 100% out there. You know, kind of figuring out what they're going to do. I think it works out pretty well for Iowa and plenty of things for them to clean up from the game on Saturday. I think that works out well. And on the other side for Iowa State, you can't sleep on this Akron game. Look, I understand they lost 52-0 to Penn State, but it's still a road game. A road environment is always difficult. You're going out there, you're playing a decent MAC squad. They can run the football a whole lot. You got to be ready to go for them, too. And personally, I think you'd almost rather, from an Iowa State perspective, like to see a different kind of game for them as opposed to what Iowa has coming up. Because this one is tricky, but it's difficult to get your engines revved up when you see, oh, we're going to Akron.
Yeah, I understand. No, I get that. But I don't think Matt Campbell, since he coached in that league, will let that happen.
Well,
he knows the league.
Right. I understand he knows the league, but come on. I mean,
yeah.
We're talking about 18 to 20-year-old kids.
I Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Got to remember the age.
Yes. That's right.
You can say everything you want as a coach. He can be saying all the right things. But
you're right.
After losing in that fashion Saturday the way that you did, now you have to go out there. You're not going to play at Texas. You're not playing at Oklahoma. You're going into a place that's going to have 15, 20,000 people there. It'll be big for Akron, probably their first Power 5 conference team that's come in a number of years. But for them, it's going to be difficult for them to get up for this football game.
It'll be, you know what, I sort of agree with you, and then I don't. If you look at it from that vantage point, yes, I get it where you say, yeah, we got to go to Akron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But on the other hand, if you're a young guy like that, and you are so bent out of shape that you ended up on the losing end of that overtime game, would that pent-up aggression then carry over into this game? I'm kind of 50-50. Can you see where I'm swinging here? I understand it's Akron, but yet on the other hand, God, I just want to go out and rip somebody's head off and let's play. Let's play right now so I can get this out of my system. So I see both sides of the coin there.
It's going to be up to Matt Campbell and company, see if he can get their team locked in. 11 o'clock kickoff, road game. We'll see how that one goes. We'll take a timeout. More reaction to Cy-Hawk game coming up on the other side. A look forward. Do we change our perception of both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones after that game? We'll talk about that next as we continue on. You can join us here as well at 515-264-1700. Back with more Jimmy B and TC.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We go till just 5:30 today, and the reason is because we will carry the NFL games tonight, and it's a great matchup, including Adrian Peterson returning with the New Orleans Saints back to Minnesota as they will play the Vikings in the first game tonight. Second game, San Diego and Denver. You'll get a double dip right here on the Big Talker 1700. Are you going to have a chance? I know that you're kind of not feeling that great,
yeah,
but at least you could sit on the couch and at least watch football tonight.
Well, we'll see if Ella's agreeing with that. It might be the Little Mermaid instead, and I'll be watching on the iPad instead. We'll see how that goes. Daddy duty calls this evening, and I don't want the little one to get sick from me, though she gave me this godforsaken flu, so...
Oh, man.
You normally say turnabout's fair play, but not the case with the little one. So, yeah, we'll see how the night goes. I will be watching, though. And I have a feeling, though, the nightcap tonight, the Broncos and the Chargers are not part of my plans. I think I'm going to be hitting the sheets a little early tonight.
Well, there you go, pal. I understand that. I can understand not feeling good. It happens to me like every fourth or fifth year. So I get it when you're not feeling good. Look, this is going to be fun tonight with these two games. And we'll talk to Zubin a little bit about it since they're going to be on ESPN, and Zubin coming up at 5 o'clock. I just kind of have a feeling that these two games could be really entertaining. I mean, yesterday there were some real entertaining games, including your Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody could learn, Trent, how to catch the football.
That would help.
That would help. But tonight, do we get two good games? Do you see two good games, or is one going to be a blowout? You got a feel for either one.
I don't have a strong conviction on any side, at least in the gambling parlance of things. I think the Vikings are in good shape, though, tonight. You know, the Saints, they did a lot of retooling, brought in more weapons, Ted Ginn coming in for the Saints. But that environment, U.S. Bank Stadium, is going to be absolutely crazy. You hope that they've done enough along that offensive line that they can give some semblance of a pass down, a passing game down the field. After last year, Sam Bradford, he set the NFL record for completion percentage. Well, it was all dink and dunk crap. He never threw the football down the field because he couldn't. He never had time to throw it down the field. So you would hope that they're going to be better than that, more entertaining, more interesting. And also, I wonder what the Vikings, Jimmy B, is this defense going to take a step back? You know, they also regressed in different parts, including Anthony Barr. I mean, that guy was not the same guy that we'd seen before. And you wonder how much he's going to be able to bounce back also and see, you know, what he's going to be able to do and if the Vikings can get back to being an elite-level defense.
I'm with you, and I'm not sold on it yet. I mean, I got to see it. You can't really tell anything in exhibition games because everything is so vanilla-ish. They don't really scheme. They're more interested in looking at players. They don't really care who wins, who loses. And so from that standpoint, I think tonight will be a pretty interesting test for both the Saints and the Minnesota Vikings. But look, teams, no matter if they win or lose, teams are going to make adjustments. And just like what we saw between Iowa and Iowa State over the weekend. I mean, Iowa State made major adjustments to go after and have success against Iowa. And Iowa looked like a totally different team against Iowa State than they did against Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get those opportunities. Once you get in the film room, you get a game underneath you, then you can really kind of tweak everything and then start to look even better. So tonight will be interesting. I think both games, and I'm hoping that we get two good games. I hope that we don't get what took place with the 49ers and the Rams. And that was just god-awful. And I just hope that we get, you know, a truly exciting game. Look, for your Bears against Atlanta, they were in it. And now, you go on Twitter and you look at Bears fans, and now there's, well, maybe Mike Glennon's not so bad.
No.
I know. I saw that
well,
on Twitter.
Don't be listening
I know
to those
that.
People. Don't be listening to those
okay,
people.
Okay, I won't. I'll just flip them off.
He played well the fourth quarter. He played all right out there, but he still averaged like 5.4 yards per attempt back
yes.
there. He's checked down Charlie himself. I've seen enough of that garbage. Hey, get through this opening stretch for the Bears. It's going to be difficult. Some people think it's a losing proposition just to think, well, we're going to get beat anyway. Let's go with this guy that's not going to help us a whole lot. But they go to Tampa this weekend. We'll see if that game's played in Tampa. It's going to be played somewhere, though, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They get the Steelers after that, at Green Bay, the Vikings, at Baltimore. After that stretch, then it's time for Mitchell Trubisky. They're going to be bad. And speaking of my Bears, Kevin White. What'd I tell you? Oh, you tried to say, well, hey, they're going to have Kevin White coming back. I knew how this was going to end. Headed to the IR. Oh, big shocker. Kevin White hurt again. That guy drives me crazy.
Look, he's snake bit. You know, you get great players sometimes, and they get snake bit with injuries. He's one of those guys, and that's too bad, because I really think he could really be a very good wide receiver in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's always on injured reserve, always, and he's done with a shoulder injury. So, you know, that's just the way it's going to be for that guy. You cut bait with him. Is this the last year of his contract that you happen to know?
I don't know offhand what it is.
Okay.
Regardless, though, I mean, if you have him for another year, all right, we'll give it one more shot, right? But if not, yeah, I mean, it's time to move on and try to rebuild that system. But, boy, Cameron Meredith goes down with the ACL. Now you have this one, a depleted crew. Whenever Mitchell Trubisky takes over, that's going to be the case. Hey, over to the Packers. Doing Packer things. Jim, I tried to tell you that offensive line is going to be an issue for Seattle. Woof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were right. Absolutely correct. Russell Wilson's going to be running for his life.
Oh, man.
And they're going to have to try to figure out whether if they do moving pocket right or moving pocket left, they're going to have to create something to give Russell Wilson a chance to throw. And wasn't Mike Daniels? Man,
oh,
man. The big fat guy in the middle. Holy cow, was he on fire in that game. Great stuff out of him.
He was awesome. The Packers get it done 17-9 over the Seahawks. And, hey, do you want to bring up our picks from Friday, Jimmy B? You know what you did, right?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You went 1-3-1. One win.
Oh, I did?
Three losses.
Yeah.
One push.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand...
Yes,
went
3-1-1
against the number.
Hmm.
Yeah, a week after going 4-1, Jim Brinson, 7-2-1. That is a winning percentage I can live with.
How did I know you were going to bust on me for that? I resemble that remark. All right, everybody, quick break. Coming right back. What, you're going to throw down now with Wolfgang, right?
Yep, Wolfgang. He joins us next here as we continue on. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker, 1700.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted. Cooked on an open grill, located right inside. The smells are fabulous. And Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartender as well. They're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358. 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You're listening to Sports Talk That Rocks. Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
As we excitedly go to the Draft House 50 hotline, a guy that is all pumped up, he's Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye, and he joins us right now. Wolfgang, what's going on, my man?
I'm not pumped up, Grant. What are you talking about? I'm not pumped up at all. What do you mean?
No? No excitement for you, huh?
Oh, is this, Trent, what a difference a few plays make. I don't know if you live tweeted during the game or if you even followed Twitter. I didn't follow it. I didn't live tweet. I've been starting to do that more often. I noticed I hadn't been tweeting much in like the last 10 days. I was like, I'm going to start tweeting more. I like it. I like Twitter. But at some point, I was like, I wanted to get on really, really bad, give my opinions, and that was when down Iowa was down 10. And I don't know how you tweet if you get anxious, if you get animated, if you're a guy that just flies off the cuff or whatever happens with basketball or football. I was really close to tweeting, this is absolutely pathetic. I can't believe we're going to lose to Iowa State again. Very close. I was just going to go unacceptable in capital letters with two exclamation points, Trent. Mm. With two exclamation points. I was mad. Okay, I had it. I wasn't going to take this. I can't take losing to them. If you can't beat them, end the sucker. It's time to end it. Kirk, he was about ready to go 9-10 against his in-state rival. If you can't beat them, and we get no credit every damn year for beating them, and this is a good win. We'll talk about that later, Trent. But did you tweet? Did you take some stuff back? How do you do that during games? Because I always, right before I'm about ready to hit it, I'm like, am I going to regret this? And I really haven't regretted anything I've ever done, actually, on Twitter.
I'm with you. There's always that moment where right as you're hitting the send button, all right, am I going to look like a moron if I do this? is this going to come back and bite me? I try to stay level-headed. From times, I will go overboard. But for the most part, I do a pretty good job. I didn't tweet a ton during the game. I tweet more during basketball than I do football. You know that. I'm bigger tweeting during basketball games. Let's see what else. What did I have here? I'm pulling up the Twitter feed from Saturday.
Let's hear it. I got to hear if there's any that you regret. Yeah, I want to hear your basketball ones this year. Oh. I can't wait to see them because you're a little more animated for basketball.
I am.
And so am I. I don't know if it's just the possession, if we're just like that, or I don't know what it is. We talked a little bit about that before, but I get so angry during basketball games, so I have to do that like, are you going to regret this, man? Are you going to regret this? Because there are times when I'm really close to saying stuff that I'm going to regret.
All right, so here's my tweet. Iowa down 7-0. Can Iowa respond? If the first 6 minutes are any indication, the answer is no.
Oh, jeebity Christmas, Trent. If the first 6 minutes are any indication,
right.
Why don't you just totally... That's ridiculous. I'm unfollowing you right now.
Oh, get out of here.
That's ridiculous.
And then right afterwards, I said they did. Great play calling from Brian Ferentz on that drive. Diversified looks, good concepts, game on. So, yeah, I came right back right afterwards.
Okay.
And then I didn't tweet again the rest of the game.
Now, are you a negative tweeter, like, during the game? Is that how you are? Are you, like, a sourpuss?
I try to stay away from that. That's what I try to stay away from that. But, yeah, I can be. I can be pretty negative.
So if we're watching a basketball game, it's like you and I are just, like, going to be just terrible to watch games with. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. The world may blow up if we watch a basketball game together. That's what we're finding out. Oh, anyway. No, it's funny how close a game can be to just, you talk about Butler's drop there at the end of the game. What if he got in the first down? I haven't gone back and I watched it and I'm like, I think he would have gotten it, but I'm not sure if he would have gotten that drop, you know, that I'm talking about that Butler had.
Yep.
Would he have gotten it, do you believe?
I think he would have got the first down. I've seen some Hawkeye fans out there think that they would have stopped him. I don't see that. I think he would have fallen back and got the first down easily there. So I disagree with the people that think that. I think it's a first down. It's a completely different game then. And, I mean, there were certainly a lot of things that went Iowa's way, a play here, play there, and I know the Iowa State fans out there right now, they're playing the same game. If just this play would have gone differently, if just this play, and that's what happens when you're on the negative side of one of these games. You go back, and there are so many of those moments throughout this game. You talk about highs and lows, Wolfgang. Early on, first 6 minutes, it was all Iowa State. I mean, it looked like this could be blowout on. Iowa comes back, though, ties it up, gets up 21-10, and they're 1 3rd and 15 stop away from blowing that game open and burying Iowa State. Doesn't happen. Yeah. Iowa State comes down to score, takes a 10-point lead, and you figure Iowa's not coming back from down 10 against this team. It's not happening with new offense, a new quarterback. What do? They come back, they do it. I mean, the highs and lows of this game are as good as you're going to find throughout the time of this series. There's not many as good as this.
And see, and I love talking to the opposing fans after a game. We were out, and there were some Iowa State fans that were just being complete idiots. And I've never really experienced them like that. They were openly trying to talk smack and talk hate and talk, I just can't openly handle it during this game. I openly admit maybe I'm too sensitive. Then I asked the other people, and they were all smiles and everything, but I kind of got sick of them. I just had it with them. And then when I won, I didn't say a word to him. He came over and congratulated and everything. But I can't do the fun smack talk during the Iowa State football game. But I would have loved to have talked to them and seen what Iowa State fans are saying after the game. I didn't go on Twitter. Like I said, I didn't talk to people. But what are Iowa State fans saying that they could have done to have won that game? Obviously, it's a play here or there. Butler's drop. But Iowa can also look at Stanley's overthrow.
Mm-hmm.
Overthrows, plural. And if he ends up getting that right, we may have something here, Trent. If they give him time, he looks fairly comfortable. We all know he's got a cannon. I think he gets a little amped on those down the field throws, Trent, and he can calm that down a little bit. He's in practice a lot of times. You're not worried about getting nailed because you're not going to get nailed. You have a red jersey on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's real life football. He's getting you. You know, he may get killed, so he's amping it up a little bit and throwing it way too far. He can correct that. I've seen guys correct that in the past. And if he does, how many were there? Three at least,
right,
that were going to go for touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
This game could have been so different in so many fashions. So I look forward to listening to your Iowa State people and what they would say would be different if, you know, Iowa State got a break here or there. Would they say maybe pass interference on Iowa's D-backs here and there? Ola Jamama, whatever his name is. I can't get his name right ever, even when I have somebody say it next to my. Is it Ola Jamudu?
Who?
Who's our D-back, our cornerback, number 11?
Ojemudia?
Ojemudia, thank you. I cannot get his name right, and I'll forget it here in about 5 seconds. But he looks like he likes to play physical ball there, and I think you could probably call him just about whenever you want. That scares me for the rest of the season. They're going to have to watch tape on him, and because you could call that on him a number of times. Maybe that's what Iowa State's talking about. I don't know. You'd have to tell me where Iowa State is going on certain calls that could have been changed and different where they would have won, and they'd be right. But Iowa also has plenty of plays where they could have bust this game open, as you said, Trent.
Yeah, and when they had that 10-point lead, I've heard some Iowa State fans feel they went a little bit too conservative with the 10-point lead. Just a lot of ways that you can go, a lot of things that you can look at. But, hey, that is what it is. It was a wonderful football game. One of the best of all time. Of course, Iowa State fans would side with their triple overtime victory, 44-41 in Ames a few years back, 6 years back. Some people on the Iowa State perspective might point to the 2002 victory, down 24-7, coming back and beating Iowa there. Wolfgang, where do you place this one? Iowa-Iowa State game, from your Hawkeye perspective. Is this one at the top of the list?
Yeah, off the cuff, I think this has got to be up there. And again, you know, throwing my Hawkeyes aside here and going Cyclone and trying to think how they would just, it's got to be 2002 and this year, I would believe. This year, I think it was a well-played game. There was a comeback from Iowa that you didn't think was going to happen. A lot of people didn't think would happen. And Iowa was able to come back from a 10-point deficit. I think, is that the only fourth time they've come back in the fourth quarter from a double-digit deficit under Kirk Ferentz? So that's something right there. I'll look that up. I've got a Twitter feed here where I was liking some stuff that people were saying, but I think I think that's the case. If you look at that 2002 game, that was insane, where Seneca just went ballistic, just went crazy. If I remember, there was a ton of, there was quite a few turnovers. So this game, there wasn't. Nobody really lost this. Iowa went out and won it, I think. You can't really blame anybody for Iowa State, can you? I guess if people are going to get crazy, they'll blame Butler, because you're telling me he would have gotten that first down. Mm-hmm. So that was a drop. That was a good pass. If you want to say that, I'm going to say he wasn't going to get the first down, so they would have had to go for it. You're saying he would have caught it, so I guess you can say, yeah, that's bad. I don't like doing that, and I don't like blaming kids for that. But I don't think he would have gotten it if I had to say, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But, yeah, I go 2002, I go this season, and it'd be a flip of the coin whether you like good football, you like just incredible quarterback play with what we saw out of Seneca that year. But, yeah, I think the top two would be this year in 2002, and I'd be interested to see what your opinion is. Would you go any other game? Or I think these two are head and shoulders above.
Yeah, yeah. The triple overtime win, though, was a lot of fun and entertaining game, all those different things. That wasn't a very well-played game. I think some people forget that wasn't well-played. So that's where I kind of break off from that one and go a different route, is because of that. So, yeah, this one's up there. High level of play from both sides. And it very well could be, Wolfgang, two very good football teams by the end of the year. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing Iowa State being bowl eligible? You seeing Iowa competing for a Big Ten title, Big Ten West title, I should say?
I can't say that with Iowa State anymore, Trent. I can't. I see that from year to year, and I just see them play Iowa. And this is arrogant Hawkeye fan coming out again. They fly to the football. They're crazy pumped. Their fans are amped. They're crazy on the sideline. They're pumping each other up during the game. I love it. Do it the rest of the year. Iowa State, please, do it the rest of the year. Do you understand who tweeted something out? It was a cool tweet. Something about Iowa State. Oh, yeah. Iowa received fewer votes, Trent, in the AP and the coaches poll after beating Iowa State. That's what we're talking about as Hawkeye fans, okay? You beat a team that is your in-state rival that you want to beat, that you have respect for, that's beaten you 50-50 over the last, since Kirk's been there since 1998, right? Okay, now it's 10-9, okay, in terms of Kirk. But go win some damn games. And if I'm watching your games, which I will, I'll watch every one, and I'll watch it twice now, okay, because I'm coming on with you, and I got to know my stuff. I will watch Iowa State games twice now so I know what to look for. If I see a lack of passion, Trent, if I see a lack of effort, if I see that the fan base isn't into it, I'm going to call them out. They have to care about every game like they do about Iowa.
And you don't know if it's going to happen. That concern.
Right, no, absolutely. None of us know if it's going to happen. No, none of us know. Would I bet on them making a bowl game? I don't know. Give me a second. If you put a gun to my head, yes, they're making a bowl game.
Okay. All right. They're good. Boy, they were talented. I mean, and we've heard about some of these young guys. We've heard about the receivers, but until you see them. Now, the running game still got a ways to go, but with Montgomery, this team's going to be able to score. And I think that defensive line's going to continue to improve. They got plenty of pieces here. Yeah, Oklahoma, they looked incredibly good Saturday night, as I expected them to do against Ohio State. But short of them, maybe Oklahoma State. But even Oklahoma State, it's going to be a shootout game. You could win that thing 52-49. I mean, it's going to be one of those kind of games. Is there anybody in the Big 12 that Iowa State should be scared of?
Well, is it the Baylor that we were thinking maybe? Do you remember at preseason what we picked or most people were picking? Were most people picking Iowa State lost to Baylor? Because I've got that as a win now. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, I had it as a win from the get-go. Yeah,
you did. Okay, so that hasn't changed from you, from your 6-6 Iowa State record, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to think what would be different. I have got a chance to see K-State play. I don't know. At the beginning of the year, I thought they would be good just because they've got 15 returning starters back. And when you give Snyder that many guys back, and talent, and actually guys that know the system, but he's been going through crazy stuff. So who even knows how involved with the program he even is? So I don't know. But would I pick Iowa State to win a bowl game? I would. They looked good, man, and they coulda, shoulda won that game, you could say, if you're an Iowa State fan. And then Iowa fans can go back to those how many deep passes once Stanley actually gets this down and he understands he's a little hyped and trying to get rid of it and throw it, and he's got a cannon. We all know that. Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, whoever you want to talk about, he's got a cannon. Dwight Gooden, he's got a cannon. Just dial it down a little bit. I always get sick of the play-by-play guys, Trent, that talk about you don't always have to be perfect on those plays, Trent. You don't. Well, you didn't hit him in stride. You know, how about getting a 50-yard completion? You know what? And just making sure you get that 50-yard completion instead of, oh, whoop-de-doo, I got him in stride and it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of quarterbacks can do that. Underthrow him a little bit, let the quarterback go and get it. I'm not talking underthrow him a lot, and so it looks just absolutely ridiculous, but complete the pass. There's nothing wrong with a 55-yard completion, Grant.
No, I got you. And I think that's something that's going to come too. I really do. I think that's something that is going to continue to develop out of it. I'm excited. I'm excited for both sides, Wolfgang. I think this is going to be a fun football season. One thing I continued to talk about last week is I was so excited about the game that we saw Saturday because it looked like a fun football matchup to talk about. It wasn't about everything else, about, you know, going back and forth with your guy in the cubicle next to you and all those things. No, it wasn't that. It was really about football. And now back to the football side of things. Yeah, there are things to clean up on both sides. I think we got two really good football teams here and two teams with a bright future. All right, now I'm going to give you the floor. Brian Ferentz. Boy, did he call a good game.
Love that guy. Wanted him from day one. Knew he was the only guy that would have Kirk Ferentz here. I'm not the only guy that wanted Kirk. Did I say that? I'm not the only guy that wanted Brian Ferentz. Okay, so if I said that, I didn't mean that. There were plenty of guys that wanted Brian Ferentz. And what's fun about this, Trent, is everybody's rooting for him because everybody likes him. It's fun. Like with some of our offensive coordinators in the past, everybody was like, oh, I could definitely call a better game than this guy. Right. Oh, no, but what was that call? What was that call? We're giving Brian the benefit of the doubt on some of these calls. You notice that? And it's kind of cool. I like it. It's even when we disagree with it, a lot of the fans disagree with it, we're like, you know what? I like the fact that he's mixing it up. He's making it different. I told you in years past, Trent, I used to go to the bathroom at Kinnick when the offense was on the field. I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. We got some young wide receivers that are going to be fun. And did you hear Kirk after the game? And I don't have an exact quote. I was, like I told you when you called me, I was watching YouTube the highlights of the game again. And Kirk said something to the effect of when he was being interviewed, I hate these kinds of games, the back and forth. This is not Kirk's thing, all right? And I want your opinion now. I know you're not feeling well, my brother.
Yeah.
But how you feeling about Brian Ferentz is the question. How do you feel about what Kirk just said there at the end? Something like, I hate these kind of games, going back and forth, because it was kind of fun, but he knows how to win games, Trent. Kirk does.
He does, but not those kind of games. How often do you see them coming back from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter?
Great point.
He does not win those kind of games. He went out there and was able to do it. Now, I loved everything about it. I really did. I was incredibly impressed with the way that they were able to play, the way they were able to go out there and do it. I was surprised by it, but here they are. And now, Wolfgang, we're just kind of left trying to figure out what's next. You know, what's next for this team after North Texas? Penn State officially designated this morning as a night game. 6:30 kickoff from Kinnick. The Hawkeyes have a shot to beat the Nittany Lions after what happened last year?
Well, we got Tom Brady, a quarterback. Okay, only the second Big Ten quarterback in the last 20 years with 300-plus pass yards, 5-plus TDs, 0 interceptions on a road game. So we got Tom Brady. He's the first guy since Chuck Hartley, Iowa quarterback with 300-plus pass yards since Northwestern, and 5 TDs. Okay, I mean, this is fun. If this guy ends up being good, we didn't think this guy was going to do this, right?
Right.
Did we think this guy was going to do what he's doing right now? No. Does he have to improve his long ball? Yes, he does. But, man, he's got a freaking cannon. I now know what Kirk was saying when he said that. I told you at the time I don't like to hear that. I don't like to hear, why did you take somebody? Because he's got a cannon. He's got a live arm. No, because the other guy did, too. He had a pretty good arm, too. So I want to hear more about accuracy and a good arm that can make all the throws. Stanley looks like he's that guy. He'll get this long stuff figured out, this long, deep stuff figured out. I truly believe he will. And, man, if he does, if we can actually count on a quarterback, if Iowa can count on a quarterback to do things that we hadn't planned at the beginning, look out, Trent.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid is what I'm hearing, Wolfgang. You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
And we were one play away from losing to Iowa State. How are you doing?
That's right. There's the other side of the coin. With that, Wolfgang, my man, we are out of time. Let's talk again on Thursday. What do you say?
Let's do it. Thanks, Trent.
Yes. All right, that's Wolfgang Hawkeye checking in. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts here from Westwood One with a preview of the Week 1 Monday Night Football doubleheader. Dan, we start things off with Adrian Peterson's return to Minneapolis, now as a New Orleans Saint.
That'll be interesting to see how he handles it. You know he's going to be jacked up for it. But he's a backup now to Mark Ingram. The Saints are no longer a one-dimensional offense, but still they got to count on Breeze. On the other side of the ball, the Vikings will counter with Harrison Smith in their outstanding defense. So it should be a very interesting game as far as the passing game is concerned.
Saints and the Vikings, and for Game 2, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner will be in Denver. The Broncos host the Los Angeles Chargers. Join us for a great doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
I'm not much of a dancer. Never have been. Not at weddings, not at concerts, not even when my favorite song is on the radio. But there's something about seeing exactly what I ordered arrive at my facility's door the day after I ordered it. That gets my foot a-tapping. That's why I love Grainger. With 99% of in-stock items shipping the same day they're ordered, they get us what we need when we need it. Which means we keep moving and I keep grooving. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Week 1 is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a free contest with $100,000 in total prizes to celebrate the launch of their new game, Pick'em. Just use code DIVISION to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total guaranteed prizes this Sunday. It's free. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings.com, code DIVISION. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant.